Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome to TGIF. We are back with another episode. Y'all been waiting for it all week. We've been getting your messages and reading everything you had to say. We are here to spill the tea and break down some of the biggest headlines in news and on social media. So sit back, relax, grab your mugs, because it's time to pour a little Friday night tea. Please welcome multimedia personality, talk show host, Brandon Bassler. He does it all. Our co-host, Funky Dineva. Every time, it's just always so funny. And brand strategist who may want to revisit the OnlyFans situation after we got some news to report. Please welcome Al Reynolds.
What's going on, Claudia?
Hey, Al. Hey, fellas. And I'm your host, Claudia Jordan. I am so happy to be back with y'all. I know we all had a lot of trials and tribulations to even make it here today. Before right. we get into our show, let's get into it, Q. You got your background ain't up.
For those of y'all who don't recognize where I'm at my stepmom's house. Go check out my Instagram, Miss Funky Dineva. I called these people down to the leasing office to do one thing, and that's fix my air conditioner. They called some people out there to replace my air conditioner, and the man somehow or another pulled the water main down and flooded me out my house, okay? It was raining for 40 days and 40 nights all in my apartment. The carpet in both bedrooms is ruined. I had to move out. They got humidifiers and fans going in my house, talking about they got to run for 3 days. The only good thing out of it is my leasing office said they're going to take 3 weeks off my rent, which I appreciate, despite the fact that I already paid the rent on the 22nd of the month. That's a whole nother story. But y'all, I'm flooded out my house. And now I'm a transient and I'm just over it.
Not a transient. Not a transient. You're not a transient.
I'm not comfortable. My dogs are not comfortable here. I want to be in my house. I can't. Water is everywhere. And even when I get back home, I have to pack up everything so they can move everything out to redo the carpet. So this is going to be a week-long ordeal. So expect me to have an attitude until the 30th.
Well, we're happy that you, through it all, you still made it here to be here for TGIF. So we appreciate it. And the skin's popping, the smile's popping. Like, you know, there's still some things to be positive about. You good?
Thank you. I'll take the small victories where I can get them.
And Al, you had trouble getting on your Wi-Fi tonight. You almost didn't make it. What's going on?
I don't know what's going on, but I got all types of issues. My Zoom won't load. I'm joining you guys from my cell phone in the Sky Terrace at my apartment. So, hey, we're going to make the best of it, though, as always, and give everyone a great show. So I'm excited. But, you know, Q, I hate water damage. Water is the worst.
Yeah. They got to replace the sheetrock. I'm on the 8th floor, the top floor, and the fire department could not get the water off. So it was running for 30 minutes. It was running down into other people's apartments. So this is just going to be a month-long mess of renovations and repairs and people coming in and out my house while I'm trying to sleep, painting and doing construction and whatnot.
Damn. Well, we are glad that it could have been worse. I'm going to say that.
But you know what? Yeah, well, y'all got y'all stimulus. Somebody teach me how to scam, because I'm going to call my renters insurance people. Somebody teach me how to scam. I'm trying to come up on $25,000 real quick.
I'll call you after the show. I have you friends. All right, listen, we got to get into this. This is all about breaking news today. A U.S. Capitol officer was killed in another attack. Another one was injured, actually, and they're hoping he pulls through. There was an attack on the U.S. Capitol. The suspect named Noah Green drove into a security barricade, then jumped out of his car, lunged at officers before being shot and killed. They said he had a knife. Various media sources are claiming that he posted the teachings associated with the Nation of Islam on social media, which what I'm not going to let them do is make this be about demonized. That. You know what right. I'm saying? That's the first thing they do. And they don't do that when it's a white Christian male going up, shooting up everything. They say, oh, he has a mental issue. This man, they said, recently posted on his social media, and he was a black man, Noah Green. They said he had lost his job. He'd been going through some things and he lost it. What? What do y'all think about this? Is automatically they want to tie him to Farrakhan and tie him to the Nation of Islam as if that's a negative thing, when really it does talk about peace.
I was just about to say, you know, the first thing that bothered me, and it's white, the white public as a whole looks at Farrakhan like this big bad monster. And I'm here to say, and I'm not even part of the Nation of Islam, but I've seen enough of his Phil Donahue clips and online clips enough to know that one of their primary teachings is peace. So this whole narrative that him being tied to Farrakhan somehow makes him a radical, we not doing that. Now, as it relates to him, you know, being killed and it being an attack on the Capitol, I mean, wrong is just wrong. I mean, this is just what happens. And you already know we're about to get a slew of comparisons to the Capitol riots as to how this one brother get taken out, but none of them white people die. And for me, they're apples to oranges, but I'm gonna let the people have it.
What do you think about Claudia,
do we know how the officer died?
So because he crashed.
If he only had a knife, right? He didn't have a gun. If he only had a knife, how did the officer die? Sorry,
he drove his car. Yeah, he drove his car into a crowd of two police officers, and one was killed.
Got it. Okay. So, good. Okay.
And I mean, there was other reports that the officer was stabbed, but then another authority figure came on and said, no, he was hit with his vehicle. So it's just sad. You know, it's sad that America always wants to put a theme on these things out the gate, depending on the nationality. If it was someone Latino, they say, you know, it was an illegal immigrant. If someone from the Middle East, they would say, oh, it was Al-Qaeda. Someone Black, gangster, thug, Farrakhan, white man. Oh, let's dig deeper because there may have been a mental illness associated, and he had a bad day. So that's what we're not going to do.
So, well, we're going to pray for his family and everyone else, you know, that's dealing with this. If any other families that were associated with that are hurt,
keep y'all ass from down to that damn Capitol. Okay, leave them damn people alone. Leave them.
You know I live here.
Them people is trying to push for us to get a fourth stimulus check. They're trying to open the world back up. They're trying to get people vaccinated so we can get on flights and go to Aruba and be fabulous. Keep y'all ass from down there messing with them people at their job. Please and thank you, signed management.
And Black people, my people, we're doing real good in the Derek Chauvin trial right now. Like we are real close to like locking this thing down. Can we all just simmer down to the end of this trial? Just like nobody do nothing. Just chill the hell out. Don't mess up. Don't give them any reasons. No distraction. Just to show that we violent. You know, they judge all of us by one of us. So just simmer down and let this thing, let us get through this other thing. And then y'all can get back to wild. Well, actually get back to wild.
And keep your ass out of Miami too, while we at it.
You really are serious about that.
Yes, I am.
Like, what did they do to your city?
They tore it up. Your cousin,
every year. I used to live there. You remember, I used to be a professor down there. It happens every year.
I think the difference is every year things are open. There's events going on in different parts of the city. So it's kind of spread out and not so concentrated. But because all of the clubs and many of the bars were closed, them people said they was going to party anyway. And they took the party to the street. And when they couldn't have it on Ocean in Washington, they took it to the neighborhoods and was stepping all on people's vehicles and twerking on people's mailboxes and just tearing up shit. So stay y'all ass from the Capitol and keep y'all ass out of Miami. Matter of fact, go to New Orleans. Go tear their shit up. That shit still half tore up from Katrina.
They used to.
Tear their shit up. They got FEMA money. We don't. Go to New Orleans. Leave us the hell alone in Miami.
All right, well, moving on, we got to extend a special congratulations to Foxhole host Jeezy on his wedding. The rapper and mogul married the real talk show host, Jenny Mai, in their Atlanta home last weekend. What do y'all think about them tying the knot?
I think it's beautiful. That's all I got for it. I mean, you know, the pairing seemed weird to me. When they first got together, but they've seemed to have stood the test of time, and it feels like true love. So if they're happy, I'm happy.
I think they look cute together. I remember I had to present an award with Jeezy one time in New York, this track and field award show, and he was nothing but a gentleman.
Wasn't I there with you?
You were. That's when you was all, that's before you got on TV and you started being all proper. You was wilding out on that trip, Al.
Cut it out.
Al was trying to I don't know what Al was on, but he was trying to go 35 hours straight of partying. I was like, I got to go back to the hotel. He gets mad at you when you try to cut the night short. Like, maybe a year into the show, Al will really show you what Al is really about. Because this is corporate Al. This is corporate brand strategist Al. Not village Al that's, you know, drinking things.
They get a little bit of everything, but Funky knows how that feels. He doesn't like the party to end either, so. That is true. No, but we had a good time that night. It was cold as hell, but we had a great time.
We always have fun. Anyway, I just have, yeah.
What were you saying about him?
I'm just saying he was a gentleman. Like he was, I don't know if he's been working on I won't say a rebrand, but he's just been on some real classy shit the last few years. And I like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, you start off in hip hop and saying whatever. And, you know, I like his music. And then now he's just really on this. You see, I just see growth and I like it. Do you grown man shit? I'm a guy. Right, speaking of marriages, actress Niecy Nash and her wife Jessica Betts recently stopped by the Red Table Talk and discussed Niecy's daughter's reaction to their new relationship. Take a look.
Wait a minute, Mom. Are you the same mom who was like, girl, I'm strictly dickly? And I was like, wah, wah.
Oh, wow, That's quite a conversation to have with your mama. Did her marriage catch y'all by surprise or did anyone see this coming?
It definitely caught me by surprise. But I'm glad that she had a safe space to come talk about it with. You know, what better place than a table full of lesbians? I mean, that's the best place to talk about it. It caught me off guard. Mm-hmm.
So we had a discussion. So would you call that a fishy table? Is that what you would call that?
Oh Lord, listen, we're not going to have any repeats of any of the trigger words from last week. I'm not allowed to say Christ. I'm not allowed to say that. I'm not allowed to talk about fishy. So just move on from that because the people wore me out last week.
speaking of that, I sent y'all a really cute video of one of our viewers and her son was in the car. And she said she watched the show with her son in the car. It's such a cute little boy. And he kept quoting you, Q. He kept saying, Christ, the Savior is born. It was so cute. Go to my Instagram page if you want to check it out. Okay, well, since we're on the subject of Red Table Talk, and Funky kind of alluded to this, Jada Pink and her daughter Willow revealed they both have been attracted to women in the past. Let's take a look.
I could see you falling in love with a woman one day.
I've had my fair share of like swooning and feeling like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. She's so talented.
I've swooned a lot. I will say that.
What do y'all think about that episode? Al, what do you think?
You know, I just find it interesting how Jada and Will support their kids in their journey, especially with their sexuality. And I also find it interesting how she, you know, that was to me, a volley for her to, you know, slam dunk it into introducing her true feelings around being attracted to women. So, I mean, I think it's cool to have a mother to support you, especially a mother in the industry and especially a family with such a high profile image to uphold. So it's good to see that the kids can actually live their true lives. That's very interesting to watch.
You.
Let me tell you, all three of them sit up at that table don't ate some box before. Okay. And the grandma was a whole doggone crackhead. Girl, you don't ate some box before. She was. I love Gam. Okay. But when that crack get a hold of your mind and you forget about Christ, I'm not gonna start. But girl, Jada and Willow sitting up, they're talking about, I've swooned, baby. You done did more than swoon. You don't swan dive in that thing. We see you. Child, they up here fooling me.
We better move on.
I'm just going to say this. To middle America, they were so surprised about this. But to us folks on the West Coast, on the East Coast, in Miami, in the big cities, we kind of been knowing. We've been knowing. We done been at the parties. We done had run-ins. We've been on sets. We've been around. And, you know, hey, things have changed now where you don't have to kind of hide this anymore. You can be open with it and even have a conversation with your teenage daughter about it. And it's all good. Like, it's not even anything to be worried about.
Ain't nothing it's wrong with
it. Wait, so Boel, and the this is a comment from the viewers in the YouTube before y'all come for me. Boel okay. says the whole family gay.
All right now. Okay then.
I just work you.
Like I said, I'm just glad to see that the kids can actually live and walk in their truth. It's great to watch that happen.
But you know what? In fairness, and I let me clean this up, because as a LGBTQIA plus person, you know, we're always begging for acceptance, so on and mm-hmm. so forth, and then we make jokes and laugh about people when they're doing just that. So I actually kind of do take back my previous jokes.
But about eating box.
It is a good thing, though, that Willow can be free and Jada is so whatever.
Supportive.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So we would like to strike your previous comment from the record. Let the record state that. Yes, we're gonna strike that, right? I've been watching Corky.
Which one?
Well, I mean, it's already out there, but.
Okay. Moving on. One of the biggest stories on the blog this week was the release of a disturbing video that showed an altercation between a former hip-hop couple, Quavo and of the Migos, and Sweetie. We can't show the video, but I'm sure you all have seen the elevator fight. They said this happened over a year ago and they'd gotten past it. Quavo spoke out, claiming he's never abused Sweetie, and sources say this is it's old. Do you think this video will affect their careers?
I don't think it'll affect their careers at all. And when I saw the video, you know, it's so easy to, we've got to be careful in this society. The minute there's a man and a woman and an altercation, the man is instantly at fault. You know what I'm saying? And then when you add Quavo's rough hip-hop exterior to it, it's not hard to believe, oh, he, you know, could have possibly been abusing her. But the reality of the situation is we don't know the context of what is going on. And I'm not trying to cap for him. I'm trying to protect Black women and stand up for Black men at the same time. I did not see abuse. I saw two people scuffling over a suitcase or some type of case. And when you play tug of war, one person is going to fall, and she fell and hurt herself, which is unfortunate. But I did not see somebody getting domestically abused.
Right.
Al?
I would say from the limited footage that we saw, I didn't either. I can tell you that I've been in the exact same situation where things have gotten heated. I've never abused a woman sexually, violently, physically, nor a man. But to me, I didn't see any abuse, any physical abuse. I saw that there was some type of, you know, contention. I saw him trying to get her out of the public eye, like, get on this elevator. We don't need this out here in the hallway with all these people paying attention. I am famous and so are you. So, you know, I think that the lesson here, I think that can be taken away from this is that young men and women like the two of them who are millionaires, those are young millionaires. You guys just have to understand that you have to carry yourself differently, even when you're having an argument, because all eyes are on you at all times when you're at a public space. And if Jay-Z and Beyonce hadn't taught us that there's a camera in the elevator, you should know. And that's why he looked up at it. He knew he got caught and he was like, damn. I bet you when it came out, he was like, I knew that shit was gonna happen. Mm-hmm. So let this be a lesson to them that these young kids that are extremely wealthy, that live these very extravagant and fun lives, that comes with a responsibility now. And this is a cancel culture like we talked about. And see, mm-hmm. luckily we didn't see anything more that public opinion swayed against him, because it's easy for public opinion to cancel you and then you find yourself on the other side of your career. But
so once you have something to lose, y'all, we cannot move the same way we moved when we were in the struggle on our way up. You don't have that luxury. People don't forgive you. And you can lose a whole future potential career over a moment. And no one's going to like really do the investigation into what caused what. They're going to see what they want to see. And depending who they're a fan of, that's who they're going to rock with.
That's who they're going to rock with.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more TGIF when we come back. Now, if you want to see more Fox Soul content, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Make sure you hit the notification bell to get all the best updates and see all the new videos as soon as they drop. And don't forget to give us a thumbs up and Tell us how you really feel in that comment section, because we be in them comments reading what you little shade people got to say. I'm here with multimedia personality and talk show host Funky Dineva and brand strategist Al Reynolds. Before we get back into some stories, I just want to just get it up. Q, I saw you interviewing Melody Holt, and it was a good interview.
Thank you.
What her husband, you did a good job. And her husband, well, estranged husband, I guess his ex-husband now, they got a divorce, it's final. He said something about her not giving him what he needed every day sexually. And that was a whole thing. I want to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so, you know, in the show, I don't know if you watched the show, but he keeps saying it's a reverberating theme that she was not meeting his needs. And so in that interview, it was prudent that I got down to the bottom of what exactly were the needs that he had that you were not meeting, because I knew there was scatter, but on the internet that he was talking about oral. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, this cannot be the one thing that this man is saying his needs are not being met and this other woman is satisfying me. And so she said, yeah, that was what he was talking about, oral sex. And I asked, I said, well, did you do it at all? And she was like, of course I did it. She was like, but I was not finna suck pee-pee every time, every day, or whatever the case may be. And I guess the other the implication is that the other young lady is.
Because that other young lady is, he's new to her. She ain't sick of him yet. When you get 6 months, a year, and you ain't doing that every, no one's doing that every day. All right, okay, he fell for the okey-doke. She gonna do that, get him away from his wife, and then she gonna be just like the wife and do it probably even less. Like, that's just a dumb, surface, immature reason. I really do.
So you don't think that he should want it from her every day?
He can want it every day, but to let that be a reason to go elsewhere if you don't get head every single day, I just think that's a little unrealistic.
And who is engaging in sexual acts every day? I mean, come on.
That's a lot.
Ain't nobody mouth equipped for all that. Hell, 53 seconds, I be getting lockjaw. That's why I don't do the stuff no more. I retired doing that in 2007.
Right? How do you last long with that? Like, don't you get tired?
Hungry people do. I guess fat people do it good. I don't know. But don't ask me, because I'm classy based. I started doing it in 2007. Okay, so I guess anybody get with me gonna leave me for the next person, because I'm not doing that.
Al, what do you think about this? Can you have this type of sex every single day?
I think I probably can, yeah. Remember, I'm a Gemini, so it's a couple of me running around in this body, so...
I love when people use their sign to justify being a hoe. Like, oh, you know, I'm a Scorpio, and the way Geminis are, you know, us Capricorns. I'm like, no, you're just a freak.
Well, I'm just a freak, pretty much. That would be factual.
Anybody can receive it every day. The question is, can you give it every day?
That's, therein lies the problem. Al?
No, I mean, I could receive it every day, all day, a couple of times, just playing with it, licking on it, kissing it, stroking it, sitting on it. Yeah, all of that.
But Al, can you give oral sex every single day?
That's probably not going to happen.
Right.
See? Anyone can receive it every day, but to give it every day?
It don't take much to lay there like a dead fish.
Here you go with the fish analogy.
Here we go with the fish. Let's move on. Lil Boosie is back in the blogs. This time he's talking about sex himself. The rapper said the two names, the two celebrity names that he would like to have a threesome with, he said it's Rihanna and Iggy. Iggy Azalea, what do you think about that?
I thought it was a perfect combination, to be honest with you.
Like, why?
Because when I look at Azalea, I just feel like that she is just very sexual. She has a lot of different energy. I think it's just like there's no limit. Uninhibited is how I envision her sexually if she's engaged. And with Rihanna, I just think it's just, she just oozes sexual everything. Like, just everything. The Islander in her, how she walks, how she... her poise. I mean, I can see where he gets that from. I mean, I'm totally down for those two.
So what two celebrities would y'all want to have a threesome with if you could pick two? Who wants to go first?
My under my bed is wet. All my clothes is wet. And 2 hours ago, my ass was wet as well. So I'm not thinking about no sex right now. So get me. Go on, Al.
Al?
I've talked to you about this. We did a live together, Claudia. So do you remember when I told you? I told you the two celebrities that I wouldn't mind chilling with in a threesome would be Niecy Nash and her husband, a wife, whatever it is.
Okay.
That sounds so nasty.
Doesn't it?
What would you be doing?
Taking it with that strap on.
What do you say?
Taking it with that strap on from Jessica Banks, because that's all she's gonna let you do.
She probably does have a strap on, but she gonna be doing Niecy while I'm doing her.
Well, the views expressed by Al Reynolds are not the views of Foxhole. Once again, disclaimer.
Why don't you throw Jada and Willow in there while you at it?
Now, I can't do Willow, but Jada, she's more than welcome to join. Shit. More the merrier. But I think she's into young guys, right? I think she's into young guys. She had a rejuvenation, so maybe she's into younger guys nowadays.
How do you know that she talked about it?
Yeah, she talked about her rejuvenation, and when she talked about her affair with what's August. His name? Talked about her rejuvenation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, word on the
y'all seen August? He had none. She didn't have no rejuvenation. She had a restoration
and a remodel. Okay.
He had no remodel. He had no.
Remember, she said after her rejuvenation, she felt like that her vajayjay. She called it her vajayjay. What she said it felt like when she was 18 years old. So what do they do, Claudia, with the rejuvenation? Do they stitch the back of the walls back together? Like, what do they do?
So I spoke to two girls that had this done, and they say they put a laser up there and they kind of resurface, and it ends it, I guess it maybe it stimulates collagen. I don't know, but it makes it like tighten up a little bit. And then I talked to another girl that said it kind of, she stitched it up, but I don't know. She'd be lying. I was trying to act like her stuff is so tight. She's trying to stunt everybody, I think. Yeah, I guess it's like a laser treatment. It sounds interesting, but that August I was saying
they're gonna fry the inside of your what? What are they
canal.
Doing
your,
your, your, your canal and it make it shrink from what I heard. That's what the people say.
So it can grip, so it can go from that to that. It can just like, you know. Especially after some babies then came out, 8 pounds came out. You know what? No good can come from this segment. So we're going to go ahead and take this to break. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more messy ass TGIF when we return. Welcome back to TGIF. I'm here with my guys, Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva. But you know what? Tonight's episode is sponsored by SESH. That's SESH. So guys, traditional therapy can be expensive. And to many of us, it's a little inaccessible.
And that is why SESH is the leading mental health app for accessible group support, facilitated by diverse, licensed therapists who are experts in their field.
And guess what else, Funky? SESH is a 60-minute online group support session. And it's led by an experienced therapist with a specific specialty. That's what makes them so great. And each session only has 14 participants. But let me tell you what I found the most interesting about SESH when I researched them. They also offer community-specific support. So if you're Black, if you're Latinx, if you're LGBTQIA+, and also, if you're in the AAPI community, they also offer you support as well. This seems to be all-inclusive, if you ask me.
That's right, Al. And catch this, it's affordable. SESH is only $60 a month for unlimited group sessions with licensed therapists. And each new user receives a free 2-week trial.
So listen up, take the first step and go to seshtherapy.com. That's seshtherapy.com or download the SESH app in the App Store today. Now, SESH is a mental health care made easy, and we'd definitely like to thank them for sponsoring our show tonight. So go ahead and check out seshtherapy.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more TGIF. Go ahead and check out that SESH. Welcome back to TGIF. I'm joined by Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva. And let's get into this story, a follow-up actually. It seems like white privilege will always come into play for white people, even when they've been proven to be wrong. That old dusty Sharon Osbourne was fired from the talk last week, but Page Six is reporting she got to leave with a nice paycheck to leave the show. Sharon is walking away supposedly with $5 to $10 million and gets a spin that she actually left the show. And I've heard people say, no, she didn't get the money. Yes, she did. But she did get to say that she left the show. What do y'all think about this? Are you surprised by this?
I'm not surprised at all. You know, I think in a perfect world, when you have a long-standing relationship with the network or a company, as long as her relationship was, that they would treat everybody like this. You know what I'm saying? Because they've done a lot for her. She's done a lot for them. But this is messed up because when you look at it, you know, the talk is a 5-day-a-week job. That's a lot of work. And to basically now get to sit home and chill and make what you would have made across a couple years of going to work every day, 5 days a week, it sounds like a win-win. It sounds like a win to me, especially after being there for 11 years. Who would not want to sit on their ass and collect 3 years worth of salary and not go to work?
I've never been let go from a job and then they kept paying me a salary while I'm chilling, getting other gigs on vacation. Listen, white people got it so damn good in this country. So name a black person that's happened to. Fox.
Okay. I can name a couple of black people that it's happened to. Black people with great lawyers. So what happens in this case when you are a co-host, a part of an ensemble, you have what's called a contract. And so if they want you off that platform and you have a contract that is pay or play, they have to pay you to exit the platform. So I'm sure with Sharon Osbourne, which she and I share similar lawyers, she had a pay or play with her contract after year 3 or 4 or 5 even. She's in year 11, so I'm sure she has a pay or play, which means that if anything were to happen to her, fired, dismissed, or asked to leave, she will get paid. Other people that this has happened to, obviously, I know personally, was my ex. So yes, that's how it happened. So if but you have even a good lawyer,
even if it's your fault, like it's not like they just woke up and didn't want her there. Like, you did something.
Well, she did something in public opinion. She probably did some other stuff too, right? But it's public opinion that she's being hung in. But unfortunately, she has a contract that says as long as she is able and willing to show up to work and to do her job, the contract needs to be honored. Unless, of course, there were things that she did in the clause that was a part of the contract being, you know, no longer.
So moving forward, from now on, I only want pay or play my contracts with all of my jobs, or I can't do it.
the NBA has pay or play, and you know, just recently in the last couple of years, you've seen a lot of NFL teams introduce the pay or play into their contracts as well, which means that if they got a $45 million contract, if they got hurt in year 2, even though the contract is 5 years, they're going to get that $45 million.
Well, NFL should really have that, because that to me, that's the one where you're the most prone to brain injuries, and they get these, they don't have guaranteed contracts. And then Major League Baseball has it, basketball has it, but the NFL didn't. So what were we going to say, Funky?
I'm here to let Fox Soul know that when I renew a company, I won't pay to play, that it's so I can come to work and cuss folks out and then be sent home and still be paid.
Right?
I think we're going to join forces and we're going to all do a favorite nations club. All right, guys, moving on. In 2008, rapper and reality star Remy Ma, who I love, was convicted of allegedly shooting her best friend over a money dispute and served over 7 years in prison. But Remy recently appeared on Wendy Williams and claimed that the woman was not her friend and she never shot her. Do you guys believe Remy Ma, and did the justice system fail her?
So, you know, Remy Ma really left me in the mind frame of this Meg Thee Stallion, Tory Lanez situation, because you got on there, you said you did not know the lady. You did not even know her last name until we found out in the news. And you said you did not shoot her. But the reality of the situation is that lady was shot. She was shot in the vicinity of you. Apparently, you were close enough to her being shot for it to be pinned on you. So my question is, if you didn't shoot her, who did? because you went to jail for 7 years. And like she said, there are innocent people behind jail. There are guilty people free. I understand that. And I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. If she says she didn't shoot the lady, she didn't shoot the lady. But who did that you served the time for?
So, Claudia.
I think, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just think that I don't think Remy Ma would say she didn't if she didn't. I think she would. She already served the time. But I also think that she probably is, you know, she goes by the code. I don't think she would snitch on someone else. And that may be the problem. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if she would.
I'm so glad I didn't grow up in the ghetto. That's just the stupidest shit. It's stupid. I'm not going to jail for 7 years for no bitch. I'm not. Don't commit no crime around me. Don't rob no bank around me. Don't do nothing that's going to get me a citation around me. Because I'm telling, I'm not going to jail for no bitch for no 7 years. That's crazy. There's nothing honorable about that. That's stupid. And it's not non-snitch culture is part of the reason why our hoods and our inner cities are so fucked up. That shit is dumb. It's dumb. We don't live in slave days anymore where we've got to be so scared of the damn police that we don't tell them nothing. You dumb as hell if you got the and you know what kill me? You don't work me up. You know what kill me with this non-snitch stuff? Folks want to scream, don't snitch. But then when it's their family member that get killed, then they on the news crying, talking about, if you know anything, please come forward. Please turn yourself in. But then it's no snitch. Which one is it?
I agree. I think that no such a thing is ridiculous.
Hood, ghetto, stupid, nonsensical culture. It's dumb.
And to be fair, she didn't say that. That's just something that I just threw in there as playing devil's advocate. And Christina in the YouTube comments said she never said in court that she didn't shoot her. And Sierra said, so no snitching, had her leave her kid for 7 years. So I don't know. I don't know what to think about this.
Just
I don't.
Does she have older kids? Does she have older child? Does she have an older child? Because her younger child is not 7 years old.
Yeah, she had a child when she went to prison. Yeah.
Oh, so she had one before. So this is my, let me just share with you my perspective on this. Number one, I think Q, even though I understand the logic behind you're not believing in the code, I think a lot of people live in that code for safety reasons, for many reasons that we don't know because we don't live that life. So I can't ever speak against that code about not snitching because it saves a lot of lives in our community. All right, that's number one. Number two, I've hosted an event for,
job number 57.
But anyway, all I want to say is those two right there, I feel like at this point, I watched that interview with her and Wendy, and it just appeared to me that she has over the since she got out of prison has gotten some of that what's called fuck you money. And it's that money that you kind of forgot what you did in the past, because the part that cracked me up the most about her interview was she was like, you know, Wendy, you know, if you're walking down the street and someone gets shot beside you, they're going to say, oh, Wendy Williams was there and Wendy Williams must be associated with the shooting. Just the ridiculousness of her analogy had me believe that there was something else going on there. And also had me to believe that she's got all of that, all that's behind her. She's seen better days. She and her husband and her new child are doing great things. She's happy, she's in a good space, and she's making money.
I'm team Remy Ma. Remy Ma didn't shoot anybody. I think the person was just trying to get clout and blame Remy Ma, and Remy Ma did nothing. She's innocent. Oh, y'all laughing at me. Anyways, rapper and reality star Safari recently posted a thought-provoking message regarding emotional health, stating social media got 22-year-olds wanting to off themselves because they don't make six figures and drive a 7 Series. Shit is terrible, he added. Got a woman thinking if you can't afford a Chanel bag, you're doing bad. Got dudes thinking a 9-to-5 is slavery. Nobody likes their body, just a mass group of people wanting what others have or pretend to have. I feel him 100%. What are y'all's thoughts on his post?
I 100% feel Safari. I can't receive the message from him.
I agree.
Him and Erica Mena are two of the biggest drivers of all the superficial ills of social media. Erica is one of the quintessential inaugural bad bitch archetypes with the bags and the body and the booty and the hips. Safari, you are the king of flash, I got this, I got that, I'm popping, look at my chains, look at my this, look at my that. You're one of the primary people driving this shit. You're on Love and Hip Hop, so this message means absolutely nothing coming from him.
Al?
Hey, I gotta agree with Funky on this one. Any coming from anybody else other than those two are from him, I would have dosed it a little bit differently. But you know, from him, it's almost like he knows, probably because he's speaking from personal experience. I took some time away. If you look on my Instagram, you see I haven't been on Instagram in 3 years, and I couldn't. I'm a grown ass man and I still can't manage all the visuals that I see and all the anxiety that it creates. And I've been successful and I've done a lot of things. So I can only imagine for those who are out here trying to achieve their goals and feeling like they're not enough based on what they see on the internet. And the good thing about it is I actually, talked about it with my therapist because I do therapy. And he shared with me that internet addiction and Instagram and social media addiction has similar pathologies as to any other addiction. So it presents the exact same way. So it can lead to depression, serious self-injury, sleep disturbance, increased alcohol and drug use. It could lead to the whole concept of feeling like the fear of missing out. All of these are pathologies of addictions, and social media is an instrument that was created to prey on your addiction behavior. And here we are.
I feel y'all about the messenger, but he does make valid points, and I'm hoping, and maybe this is a long shot, this is me being optimistic, that maybe because he was part of, him and his girl had matching fur jackets and diamonds and, you know, really putting that out there. Hopefully he learned from that's really not the way to be, because it does make you feel some kind of way. It does make you feel like you're not enough. Even if you're a celebrity and got something, right, you still never feel like it's enough. And you got people that don't even show their name on social media or their face, making you feel like you're still not enough. So it's not even just from the celebrities that have it or the people on reality shows. It's the platform. You know what I mean? It's look at me, look at me, look at me. And it's like people are only showing their best size, their most filtered photos, photoshopped out. No one's really showing their authentic selves. And it does make you feel like you're just inadequate. And I think that's real talk. So yeah, I get what y'all saying though about, you know, coming from that. But hopefully, maybe since he's going through a whole bunch of stuff in his life now, maybe he's learned and he's moving on. We're going to take a quick break. We have a little bit more of TGIF when we return. I want a fur shirt though. Is that wrong? To want a fur jacket for sure. No. Back to TGIF. You know what? Tonight's episode is sponsored by SESH. That's SESH. So guys, traditional therapy can be super expensive. And to many of us, it's really inaccessible. That's why SESH is the leading mental health app for accessible group support, facilitated by diverse licensed therapists who are experts in their field. SESH is a 60-minute online group support session led by an experienced therapist with a specific specialty, and each session has a maximum of 14 participants, so it's not a bunch of people in your group. And guess what? SESH also offers community-specific support for Black, Latinx, LGBTQIA+, and the AAPI community, and so much more. And it's also affordable. SESH is only $60 per month for unlimited group sessions with licensed therapists. And each week, each new user received a 2-week free trial. That's right. Each new user received a free 2-week trial. So that's another incentive to go out and get this. So listen up, take the first step and go to seshtherapy.com. That's seshtherapy.com, or download the Sesh app in the App Store today. Sesh is the mental health care app made easy. And we'd like to thank them so much for sponsoring our show tonight. So thank you, Sesh. We really appreciate you. All right, y'all, moving on. Let's get into another story here. Friend of the show, Tamar Braxton, has been on her social media claiming her ex, David Adefso, cheated on her. And he's filed a cease and desist order against the Love and War singer. David wants Tamar to recant her claims, delete the tweets, and post a retraction and stop mentioning him. Do y'all think the lawsuit will keep Tamar from telling her story? What do y'all think about this?
You know, the thing that baffles me about Tamar at times is that, you know, Tamar does this thing about, I don't want drama. I'm moving on. I'm maturing. And then it's like you put in a tweet in response to a fan. He was cheating for years, and he was cheating with his now CFO, then assistant. For somebody who works in social media, and with her being a celebrity, the question that I have is, what were you expecting to come out of this? And see, I'm the type of person, if me and you break up, we fall out, we no longer friends no more, I don't want nothing to do with you. I don't want my name attached to you. I don't want no drama associated with you. And it's like, if you moved on, if the man broke your heart, so on and so forth, why stay attached to him through negativity in social media? Like, stop talking about it. Move on. It accomplished absolutely nothing.
Al?
You know, I totally agree with Funky. You know, I just feel like she's doing such great things with Under Construction. I listened to her podcast, Under Construction. It just seems like there's been a birth of a new woman on the other side of life, of you know, a very traumatic event in her life. I was very kind of interested in, like, I didn't understand why that would even occur. So I'm like Funky on that. I'm just like, I feel like, you know, he's a businessman. So to protect his intellectual property, to protect, you know, his libel and slander, I see why he's issuing a cease and desist. This is the only mechanism that he has in order to protect his livelihood as a businessman, because when anything happens negative in the media around him as a businessman, it does affect his business. And the reason why I know is because the negativity around me in the media when I was married and going through my divorce traumatically affected my business. People don't want to be around all of that noise and negativity when you're trying to help them make money and do business, period.
Breakups can really mess up your bag, and it doesn't even have to be with a celebrity. It can really hurt you depending on how you handle it when it's over. I feel like my career would be so many more years ahead if there weren't certain things put into motion by a bitter ex. And that thing, it took a long time to get away from, in a way, like up from up under it. You know what I mean? Because like, if the person gets something out there, whether it's true or not, you know, people are gonna believe what they hear first a lot of times, and it can really hurt your dollar. So I just hope that moving forward, you know, it can do, you just do as many unforced errors, commit as few unforced errors as possible, so it doesn't hurt either pocket. All right, moving on. Chet Hanks announced it's gonna be a white boy summer, but this week he released a video of an altercation with his ex-girlfriend, Kiana, where she appears to be holding a pot. And he has a bloody face. He claimed she attacked him with a knife. Kiana was granted a restraining order by the court. She also claimed that he called her a ghetto bitch. I'm sorry, a ghetto black bitch. What do y'all think about these claims?
I'm going to start on this one first. First of all, I don't believe it. Number two.
What part don't you not believe?
She showed up with three friends, three male friends. I can't imagine that they were three white male friends. She showed up with three of her friends to help escort her through exiting the home, right? So that's number one. Okay, number two, this happened January the 8th. Okay, we are in April, y'all. We're in April. So I just find it very interesting that he has a white boy summer campaign coming out, and all of a sudden this video appears. Now, I don't know. It's just something about this entire story reads to me either stretched, desperate, not all the way true. Something about something's missing. You don't go black on a video and then come back and blood is down your face like that, and you're just talking like nothing ever happened. If you were really in danger, it wouldn't have been like as cool and as fashioned as it was. I don't know. That's just my opinion. Funky, what do you think?
Chris in our comments says he also sold the tape to TMZ because he filmed it. Funky, what do you think?
I mean, you know, Al, I'm willing to explore what you're saying and go down that road, except for the fact that he doesn't benefit brand-wise from this. This makes him look racist. It makes him look like a potential woman beater. So, I mean, I don't know that he would go that far to permanently.
No. She didn't say that he beat her. She didn't say that he
they got into some type of physical altercation.
Yeah, she hit him over the head with a pot.
Yeah.
So who do y'all believe? Do you believe her or do you believe him?
You know, these domestic violence situations, y'all, they're very touchy, because if we say we believe him, then we're not protecting Black women, and that whole debacle right. that's going to cause. And then if you take a step back and say, well, I want to give both people the benefit of the doubt, then you supporting a woman beater. And just, so, you know, when it comes to this type of shit like this, I just stay out of it. That's the people business.
So this is my thing with this. The reason why it doesn't settle well with me is that everybody think about the time that it got heated with you and your loved one, all right? Just his demeanor, how he handled it, the way he filmed it, everything around the presentation of the beating just didn't look like there was domestic violence there to me.
Was the blood fake or was it real?
No, I'm not saying that it's fake. I'm just saying that it's dramatic. Like, for instance, this is my thing. She probably definitely hit him in the head with a pot. I probably believe that he was probably chastising her, in my opinion, maybe. And that was her thing. Get away from me. You know, he was claiming that she stole from him, but y'all were dating. And okay. From the transactions that happened, this ain't something new. She's been charging her rent for more than just one time with you. So what are you talking about? Why are you bringing it up now?
We gotta go, but we're gonna pick this back up. Hopefully there'll be new developments over this next week. Y'all have a fantastic weekend, a good Easter. I'm gonna be with my mom. I haven't seen her in a year and a half. I can't wait. Happy holidays this weekend. I wanna thank my co-hosts, Al Reynolds and Funky Dineva, for joining me tonight on TGIF. Thank you for watching us on YouTube. Thank you for the comments. Stay tuned for Hollywood Unlocked with Jason Lee. That's with Jason Lee Uncensored. That's coming up next. We'll see you next time. Bye, y'all.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.